From time to time, we're inviting representatives of the Bush and Kerry campaigns to present their proposals side by side for purposes of comparison. Today, taxes and the economy. First, what the Democratic candidate, Senator Kerry, says.
I will cut middle-class taxes. I will reduce the tax burden on small business. And I will roll back the tax cuts for the wealthiest individuals who make over $200,000 a year.
But Senator John Kerry, speaking at the Democratic National Convention, joining us now from Kerry campaign headquarters is Gene Sperling, who is an advisor to the Kerry campaign. Welcome once again to the program, Gene Sperling.
Thank you very much.
We just heard Senator Kerry talking about taxes. How, indeed, would Senator Kerry differ in tax policy from President Bush?
Let me tell you how Senator Kerry would differ in three fundamental ways. One, Senator Kerry is proposing tax incentives for job creation in the United States versus President Bush, who is protecting tax incentives that move jobs overseas. Secondly, Senator Kerry is focused on giving tax relief to the middle class. And third, Senator Kerry has said that he would roll back the recent tax cuts just for those going over, making over $200,000 to afford a bold health care plan to bring down health care costs, to afford middle class tax cuts, and to deal with education. So those are three very basic choices for the American voter in this election.
Is it a fair characterization of the Kerry economic program to say that it would repeal a tax cut for well-to-do Americans, that is, it would effectively raise taxes with those on those with incomes over $200,000, largely in order to pay for a health insurance program and fund various incentives to supply people with health insurance for poorer Americans? Is that just a fair statement?
What the Kerry plan does is it does roll back the recent tax cuts for those making over $200,000 so that we could tackle spiraling health care costs, cover 27 million more Americans, have more middle-class tax cuts for college, for child care, and keep our promises on education. Senator Kerry thinks that's a fundamental choice and that voters will support him on that.
I want you to walk us through, to connect some dots for us, if people can try to follow the
sure.
logic of the Kerry economic plan, which is how would the package of tax changes and domestic policies regarding health insurance, how would those so greatly accelerate job creation in the U.S. That the next 4 years would be radically different under a Kerry administration than under a second Bush administration?
Well, a few things. One, you would know that if you're in an economic downturn, that a Senator Kerry would focus all of the fiscal energy not on deficit exploding long-term tax cuts, but on helping states so they don't have to raise tuition and taxes. One of the things that's hurt our economy is that states and local governments have been raising taxes, raising tuitions, doing things to hurt the economy, while Senator Kerry would have made that type of tuition and tax relief at the state and local level a major priority.
Gene Sperling, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Gene Sperling is an advisor to the Kerry campaign. Now, some of what President Bush and his campaign advisors say about his economic plan.
To create jobs, my plan will encourage investment and expansion by restraining federal spending, reducing regulation, and making the tax relief permanent.
Joining us from Bush-Cheney campaign headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, is Tim Adams, who is policy director for the Bush-Cheney campaign. Welcome to the program.
Good day.
How exactly would making the tax cuts permanent create more jobs?
Well, the president talks about tax cuts as part of an overall or comprehensive approach to job creation. And it's based on the notion that we need the United States to be the best place in the world to do business. You know, there's an old adage that says capital is a coward. It goes where it's treated well and it flees where it's treated poorly. We think we ought to treat it well, and we can do that by keeping taxes low, regulations low, health care costs low, support investment in innovation and research, and have the best educated and best trained workforce in the world.
How would the president's economic plan address the problem of many Americans who do not have any health insurance?
Well, first thing we're going to do is focus on the root causes of higher health care costs. The president goes after that by proposing medical malpractice reform. And then he also has a number of innovative approaches, which he wants to allow small businesses to band together to have the same kind of purchasing power that large corporations have. He wants to create health savings accounts for families and small businesses so that individuals can purchase affordable health care coverage. And we also will increase the number of community health centers around the country so that low-income individuals have access to health care.
One feature of the Democratic economic plan, the Kerry economic plan, is to discontinue tax cuts for taxpayers with personal incomes over $200,000. And in fact, use some of that tax revenue to address such issues as health insurance. Why is it so important, particularly in a time of war with unpredictable costs for fighting wars abroad, why is it so important to the president that taxes remain reduced for people who make $250,000 or so?
Well, first of all, it's not just those making over $200,000. If you look at what John Kerry has really said, he wants to return the top two tax brackets to pre-Bush levels. That includes income as low as $147,000 a year, so it's not just those above $200,000. In those two top brackets are close to 900,000 small businesses that pay at the individual income tax level. So while he may be trying to go after high-income individuals, he's also hitting a large number of small businesses that are creating jobs. And I would say lastly is that at this point in this recovery and the enormous challenges that we have suffered through over the last 3 years, we think the last thing that we need to be doing right now is raising taxes on the American people.
Well, Tim Adams, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Tim Adams is policy director for the Bush-Cheney campaign. He spoke to us from campaign headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. We heard earlier from Gene Sperling, who is an advisor to the Kerry campaign. He spoke to us from their campaign headquarters in Washington, D.C.